You're listening to How I Grow with the Seed Collection, and today we're going to be talking about how to measure the heat of chilies using the Scoville scale. This is a great episode for everyone, from chili enthusiasts right through to those just mustering up the courage to move beyond a capsicum. Packed full of practical information and fun facts, you're sure to learn something new. The chili world is packed with flavoursome varieties, from the meek and mild Anaheim up to mouth-burning demons like the Carolina Reaper or Chocolate Butler. But not every chili lover is a fan of heat, for heat's sake. And growing a crop that's too spicy or too mild for your taste is a waste of time, energy, and money. Luckily, it's easy to find out the estimated heat of a chili variety before deciding to grow your own plants. The strength of an individual chili type is measured on what's known as the Scoville scale. Here's how to use it when exploring the infinite variety the chili family has to offer. So, what is the Scoville scale? Well, chilies gain their characteristic heat from a chemical called capsaicin, which is present in varying amounts depending on the variety of chili. The Scoville scale measures the capsaicin level and therefore the chili's power with a figure presented in Scoville heat units, or SHU. The system is named after pharmacologist Wilbur Scoville, who developed it in 1912, and it's still in use today when rating how intimidating a chili's heat will be. And if you're wondering how this is measured, here's the rundown. The traditional way of measuring a chili's Scoville rating is to extract the heat-producing capsaicin using alcohol as a solvent, and then dilute it in sugar until its heat can no longer be detected by a panel of trained human taste testers. The number of dilutions needed determines the chili's rating on the Scoville scale. For example, a typical jalapeno will need 5,000 dilutions to remove its heat completely, so it has a rating of 5,000 SHU. While this method gives a good guide to a chili's heat, it relies on the subjective rating of testers as well as the varying efficiency of the capsaicin extraction process. To avoid these potential inconsistencies, the food industry has developed a new analysis method using a chemical technique called High Performance Liquid Chromatography, or HPLC. This modern approach directly measures the capsaicin concentration before converting the figure to Scoville equivalent. It allows precise control over the amount of heat added to commercial sources or other chili-based products. The ripeness and timing of harvest of individual chilies, and to some extent their growing conditions, also affect their heat. Nevertheless, the Scoville scale gives a really good general guide to whether a chili will be mild, mid-strength, or mind-blowingly hot. Now to choosing your ideal chili plant. The SHUs of chilies can measure from 0 for a standard capsicum, while the very mild chilies measure between 100 to 500. But the real heat starts to arrive between 2,500 and 8,000 for a jalapeno, passing through 50,000 or so for a Thai chili, and reaches up to several million SHUs for the very hottest, specifically bred for their eye-watering pungency. Examples of these extreme chilies include the Trinidad scorpion pepper, rated at around 1.2 million SHU, and the Carolina Reaper, which can tip the scales at an infernal 2.3 million or even higher. At the very top end of the heat table, the official world's hottest chili is currently Pepper X, developed by pepper farmer Ed Curry through crossbreeding his hottest crops over a full decade. The result has an average rating of 2.693 million SHU, which is comfortably hotter than Curry's previous champion, the Carolina Reaper. Outside of these extremes, typical chilies such as Cayenne clock in at around the 30,000 to 50,000 SHU mark. Stronger examples like the Habanero measure from 100,000 upwards, while the hottest traditional varieties in the Ghost family, they hover at around 800,000 to 1 million. No matter whether you're a true heat lover or prefer a less aggressive blend of flavour and spice, making a note of the heat rating before purchasing seeds will help you choose the ideal range of chilies for your taste and cooking styles. Now for some interesting chili facts. We'll start at the very beginning with origin and domestication. Chili plants, the capsaicin species, are native to the Americas and were first cultivated in Central and South America. Christopher Columbus is credited with introducing chilies to Europe after his voyages to the Americas in the late 15th century. And despite being loved all around the world, did you know that there's a geographical impact on heat? The same chili variety can vary in heat intensity based on where it's grown. Factors like soil, climate, and altitude can influence the levels of capsaicin, making peppers from different regions taste slightly different in terms of spiciness. And here's one that may be surprising to learn. Contrary to popular belief, the highest concentration of capsaicin, the compound responsible for the heat in chilies, is not in the seeds, but in the membranes that hold the seeds. While the seeds do contain some capsaicin, the majority is found in the white, pithy membrane inside the chili. There is a culinary and cultural significance associated with chilies. Chilies have immense cultural significance in various cuisines around the world. They are a staple ingredient in many spicy dishes such as Mexican salsas, Indian curries, and Thai stir-fries. In some cultures, chilies are believed to have aphrodisiac properties, and they are often associated with festivals and celebrations. And did you know that chilies are actually perennial plants? Most gardeners grow chilies as annuals, but they are actually perennials. With proper care and a suitable climate, they can survive and produce peppers for several years. In tropical regions, they can even thrive year-round. And perhaps the reason us humans love chilies so much is that they have interactions with the human body that go beyond setting our taste buds on fire. Eating spicy foods, including chilies, can trigger the release of endorphins. This is often referred to as a spicy food high. These chemicals act as natural painkillers and can create a sense of euphoria. Additionally, the heat from capsaicin can stimulate the release of adrenaline, increasing heart rate and the metabolism. Capsaicin has many other potential health benefits too. Chilies are rich in vitamins A and C, as well as antioxidants, and some studies suggest that they may have anti-inflammatory properties, even contributing to weight management by boosting metabolism and reducing appetite. They've even used chilies in medicine. Capsaicin is used in various topical creams and patches for pain relief. This works by temporarily desensitizing nerve receptors, providing relief from conditions like muscle pain, arthritis, and even certain skin conditions. The application of capsaicin in medical treatments is a fascinating intersection between traditional spice use and modern medicine. However, please do keep in mind that consuming extremely spicy chilies in excess can cause discomfort and irritation, and it may even have detrimental effects on your health. So while capsaicin has potential health benefits, its application should be approached with caution, especially in concentrated forms. Individual tolerance to capsaicin varies, and excessive use can lead to irritation and discomfort. Before using capsaicin-containing products for medicinal purposes, it's advisable to consult with a healthcare professional. Have you ever wondered how chilies get their colours? The colour in chilies is due to the presence of different pigments, like chlorophyll, carotenoids, and anthocyanins. Chlorophyll is responsible for the green hues in chilies, while carotenoids are responsible for the oranges and yellows. That leaves anthocyanins for the blue, red, and purple colours. And lastly, my two favourite chili fun facts. First up is birds and chilies. While mammals are sensitive to the heat of a chili, birds are not affected by it at all. In fact, chili plants have evolved to use birds as their primary seed dispersers. The seeds of chilies pass through a bird's digestive system unharmed. This allows them to be spread over large distances when the bird excretes the seeds. This unique adaptation highlights the coevolution between chili plants and birds. The second is chilies in space. Chili plants are so loved that we've even grown them in space. Astronauts first tasted space-grown chilies aboard the International Space Station on October 29, 2023. On this space station, astronauts have cultivated various crops, including chilies. Microgravity can affect plant growth, leading to altered root development and other adaptions. So studying plant growth in space contributes to understanding how to sustain human life during long-duration space missions, and chilies have been a part of that. Next, I'd like to go over some of the most common questions we hear asked about chilies. Are there any other alternative scales or methods to measure a chili's heat? Yes, there are alternative scales and methods for measuring a chili's heat. One notable alternative is the high-performance liquid chromatography, HPLC method, mentioned previously. Additionally, some hot sauce manufacturers use their own in-house scales to categorize heat levels, and there are online databases that compile user-submitted heat ratings for various varieties. What are some popular culinary uses for extremely hot chilies like the Carolina Reaper or Pepper X? Extremely hot chilies like the Reaper or Pepper X are often used sparingly due to their intense heat. They are commonly incorporated into hot sauces, spicy salsas, and even infused into oils or vinegars to add a fiery kick to dishes. And there are some adventurous cooks who also use them in small quantities to create spicy cocktails, marinades, or rubs for grilled meats. How does the level of heat in a chili influence different cuisines around the world? Chilies play a crucial role in shaping the flavor profiles of various cuisines. In regions like Mexico, India, and Southeast Asia, spicy chilies are integral to traditional dishes. The heat not only adds a kick, but also complements and enhances the overall taste. Different cultures have developed unique methods of using chilies to achieve a balance of flavors from mild to extremely hot. Are there any health risks associated with consuming extremely hot chilies? While moderate consumption of spicy chilies is generally considered safe and may even have some health benefits, consuming extremely hot ones in excess can lead to discomfort, digestive issues, and potential irritation. Individuals with certain medical conditions, such as gastrointestinal problems, may experience heightened sensitivity, so it's essential to be mindful of personal tolerance levels. Start mild. Don't delve straight into the deep end if you've never had a jalapeno. What role does chili play in biodiversity and conservation efforts? Chilies contribute to plant biodiversity as they exist in a wide range of varieties, each adapted to different environmental conditions. Conservation efforts often involve preserving diverse chili species to maintain genetic diversity. Additionally, some organizations focus on supporting sustainable farming practices to ensure the continued cultivation of particular varieties. This promotes both biodiversity and traditional agricultural knowledge. Can the spiciness of a chili change over time or through cooking? The short answer is yes. The spiciness of a chili can change over time and certainly during cooking. Factors like the ripeness of the chili, storage conditions, and cooking methods can all influence the perceived heat. Cooking can sometimes mellow a chili's heat while also enhancing its flavor. Are there any non-culinary uses for chili? Yes. Chilies have various non-culinary uses, some of which we've already touched on, but here's a few others not previously mentioned. Capsaicin is the key component in the production of pepper spray, a widely used self-defense tool. That's an aerosol spray that contains an extract of chili, particularly capsaicinoids. When sprayed on the face of an assailant, it causes intense irritation to the eyes, skin, and respiratory system. This leads to temporary incapacitation. Additionally, capsaicin is constantly being researched for its potential applications in new and improved medicines too. For example, its potential application in the treatment of neuropathic pain. Neuropathic pain is caused by damage or dysfunction of the nervous system and can be really challenging to treat. Some studies suggest that capsaicin may have a role in managing certain types of neuropathic pain, and topical formulations are being explored as potential therapies. If you have any questions or would like to discuss this topic or any other garden-related topic, then please connect with us and many other garden enthusiasts in our group on Facebook. the Seed Collection community. You've been listening to How I Grow, produced by the Seed Collection in Melbourne, Australia. It's our aim to make gardening more accessible to more people, and this podcast is one of the many ways in which we're doing that. If you don't already know who we are, jump online and visit www.theseedcollection.com.au. You'll find a treasure trove of gardening information, as well as a huge range of seeds, garden supplies, and accessories. That address again is www.theseedcollection.com.au. Thanks for listening.